Jordan Davis out. Second free throw coming up for Tyson Walker. No Spartans on the lane lines. Nothing but Badgers down there. Walker with 12 points tonight. Second free throw in and good again. 69-65 Michigan State. Down to 12 seconds to play. Hepburn up the floor. Right side front court 10 seconds. Now Klesman with 8. Klesman tough 3 right side, and that just clipped the rim no good. Hogard the rebound, and he got fouled by Carter Gilmore, and the Spartans are about to close it out. Big time work down the stretch from Michigan State. Spartans lead by 4 with 3.1 seconds to play. The ball actually went out of bounds last touch by Wisconsin. So Malik Call will inbound in the backcourt in front of the Wisconsin bench. Crowell trying to deny. Inbounds pass knocked away. Klesman the steal. Not check it. Ball is loose through the lane. As time expires, it's over. And Michigan State wins it by 4.
Well, he's talking about this being a game of makes and misses, and I think you highlighted it at one point coming down the stretch. Michigan State didn't miss. The Spartans made 8 of their last 8 from the field, whereas the Badgers missed their last 3 3-point attempts. So they went cold from the perimeter. It's the opening that Spartans jumped through and took advantage of and were able to seal this game.
Impressive win for the Spartans now as their winning streak grows to 7 as the Badgers lose back-to-back games for the first time this season. Michigan State now 4-1 in league play. The Badgers drop to 3-2. Final score, Michigan State 69, Wisconsin 65. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. Discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Michigan State turns it up late, hitting its final 8 shots. Badgers led by 5 briefly, and then Michigan State went on a run, took the lead on a Joey Hauser 3, and then they were trading buckets. It was 63 all late, but Michigan State gets the job done, 69-65.
The Badgers didn't have an answer in the end for one player, and that was A.J. Hogarth. Took over the game, scored on a couple of close-range shots, made his 2 free throws. It was really the difference down the stretch.
It was. You go back to the Big Ten tournament last year, and it was Tyson Walker who scored 9 points in the final 2 minutes. But again, that veteran savvy, tough playmaking. I mean, you know, at some point, and you know, obviously as coaches at Wisconsin, they're going to look at what they could do better. But, man, sometimes you just got to salute the other guy, and Hogarth made the plays.
Absolutely. It was 59-54 at Wisconsin with 3:53 remaining, and you had Malik Hall at the free throw line. During that stretch, Max Klesman missed a three, a forced three, and then Connor Asijan had a wide-open look from the top of the key, and that ball bounced around the rim
yep.
a couple of times and fell off.
Yep.
And that happens sometimes, and Hauser came back and hit the three at the opposite end.
Yeah, but down to the wire it went, and the Spartans just nearly perfect at the foul line, too. That's no small thing. 16 of 17 at the foul line, 6 of 8 for Wisconsin. Badgers had two more field goals overall, two more threes, but the Spartans just would not miss at the foul line tonight. Michigan State 69, Wisconsin 65. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or loveseat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Michigan State turns it up down the stretch, defeating Wisconsin tonight 69-65. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Spartans a winner tonight, Stephen Crow with 19 points, 15 in the second half. Chucky Hepburn ends up with 14, Connor Asijan with 13 tonight. Max Klesmet with 7, 5 for Carter Gilmore, 5 for Marcus Ilver. And 2 points for Chris Hodges. Joey Hauser with 20 points to lead all scorers tonight. Also had 8 rebounds. He really continues on a good stretch for Michigan State right now. Tyson Walker with 13. Jaden Akins with 12. A.J. Hogard with 10, six of those coming down the stretch. Malik Hall with 8, and Maudie Sissoko ends up with 6 points here tonight.
Yeah, Hauser hit that clutch three after we were talking about the Hasegian jumper. Just kind of bounced around the rim, fell off, and Hauser gives him a 61-59 lead. Now the Badgers pulled back into a tie and had a chance to tie it again on the Chucky Hepburn shot from not too far from us here, but maybe a little bit too far for his own good.
Yeah, a little early in the clock with a chance. But, you know, he's made a lot of those,
he's
too,
made
I guess.
That shot,
so,
yes.
Yeah, but that's probably not what they were, not the look that they were trying to get that early in the possession. But credit to Michigan State here tonight as the Spartans improve their overall record to 12-4. Now make that 4-1 in Big Ten play. The Badgers are 11-4 overall, 3-2. In conference play. 69-65, Michigan State defeats Wisconsin tonight. And check out the Big Ten Network out of town schedule as we continue in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi. Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Let it slip, it cuff, it check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Areas of fog and freezing drizzle tonight, a little bit of snow mixing in as well. 26 for the low temperature. Not looking for any snow accumulation, but some icy patches here and there. Fog, snow, and freezing drizzle through the first half of the day Wednesday, otherwise cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Thursday, cloudy, high of 33. Friday, partly sunny and 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Season with an ACL. We talked about it during our broadcast tonight. The Spartans had to play without Malik Hall for 8 games, mm-hmm. and he's such a big component of what they do. Jaden Akins missed 4 games. This is just part of college basketball, sports in general, that you're going to have to deal with injuries and adjust.
You hope in most of these cases, well, you hope in all of them, but I think, you know, realistically, you're thinking, like in the case of Wall, you can get him back here in due time, and hopefully, for the sake of the league, these injuries are done and everybody can get as close to full strength as possible moving forward. As for the Badgers, they will be on the road at Indiana, noon tip Central Time down in Bloomington. The Hoosiers playing at Penn State tomorrow night. 69-65, Michigan State over Wisconsin here this evening. Stay with us, more to come, including our calls of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great, I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning, setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options, right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
We at Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion Spark Plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion Spark Plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at your football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Michigan State knocks off Wisconsin tonight, 69-65. Mentioned a lot of shot making, certainly Michigan State perfect down the stretch, but a lot of shot making both sides as we were hitting crunch time. We mentioned Stephen Crow with his 19 points, 15 coming after halftime. He and Hepburn doing all they could to give Wisconsin a shot late in the game. Plesmitt, sideline left front court, will inbound. Into Hepburn against Hogard. Chucky high on the left. Hepburn still on the dribble. Kills the dribble, loops it to Crowell against Sissoko. Crowell starts to back, left of the lane, mid post left, up right hand, good, and we're tied. 61-all with a minute 53 remaining. Here's Hepburn outside right. Chucky to the free throw line. A step back long two. Tie game. Hepburn answers. Tied at 63. 105 left in regulation. They were trying, but A.J. Hogard kind of taking over in those that little stretch there with about a minute 20 to play. Got a layup. Tough layup. Followed it with another one that gave the Spartans the lead for good at 65-63. Knocked down a couple of free throws. And then Tyson Walker sealed it in the closing seconds with two more free throws.
You really can see why this Spartan team feeds off Hogard. You know, I've read a couple of different stories where he just brings that swagger to this group of players. And he played that way down the stretch. When they needed key baskets, it was Hogard who kept the ball, drove the paint, and finished. More so than anything else, he finished twice around a seven-footer in Stephen Crowell and then made his free throws, as they all did here tonight, which ultimately spelled the difference.
And the Spartans in this game end up shooting, let's see, for the game, they shoot 52%, 57% in the second half. Badgers a little better than 45% for the field, 9 of 23 from the three-point line. Certainly pretty good numbers there. Foul line, a big difference, though. Michigan State 16 of 17. The Badgers 6 of 8 at the free throw line here tonight. Michigan State wins it 69-65. We'll take another break, and then we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. In 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Areas of fog and freezing drizzle tonight, a little bit of snow mixing in as well. 26 for the low temperature. Not looking for any snow accumulation, but some icy patches here and there. Fog, snow, and freezing drizzle through the first half of the day Wednesday, otherwise cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Thursday, cloudy, high of 33. Friday, partly sunny and 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Okay, I lied.
What's
that? We're going to talk about weed in the next segment.
That's
because
okay.
You picked the perfect song as our bumper music, as an Easter egg, for maybe one of the most Wisconsin headlines. It has to be up there in top 10 as far as
being apt.
Only here. Only here.
So Wisconsin.
2021, I remember there was traffic created because of a line of cows that were blocking the road. That was pretty Wisconsin. I think it's Cassandra, the young woman who has gone to every single Quick Trip. You know, there's a handful of those.
Yes.
Like, you know, how Wisconsin is it?
Yep.
This is 10 out of 10. Maybe 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10. And just to clarify, no one was hurt.
Yes, thank goodness.
But melted butter spills into Wisconsin's Portage Canal during dairy plant fire.
Think about what, you know, and I saw the headline too, and you can't help but go, oh, that's so Wisconsin. But at the same time, when you think about the fat content in butter.
Oh, environmentally, it's awful.
It is terrible.
And no, I mean, that is certainly not the point as far as like, it is a problem, but it is also just how much dairy we have and everything feels hilarious that this happened. And so, you know, my joke when I posted this last night is come to Wisconsin to smell our dairy air and swim in our buttered waters.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of reminds me of something from Charlie the Chocolate Factory, right? Instead of like a chocolate river, it's a butter river.
A river of butter.
River of like butter. Like what else would be like if Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head.
Sure.
What would things be made out of?
Well, you'd have like cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right. So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Yes.
And then we'd have to have.
It would be a bush or a tree. Would it be, are cheese curds more of a fruit that grow from the branches?
I see it more on a bush. I see more of okay. A tree curd, a cheese curd bush.
What do brats become?
That's on a tree.
That's on, of course. Of course. Brats grow,
a brat tree.
Grow on trees.
It's a brat tree. And then you have to have chocolate covered cranberries and cherries.
As like raindrops?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm trying to think that, all right, so I'm trying to think of, in Charlie, when you first walk, they first walk in, and there's the chocolate river. Like, what makes the most sense is the water. I feel like Miller products makes more sense than butter as the stream.
But then you're adding the whole alcohol element, which I think makes it less accessible for everyone.
Fair, okay.
Or
fair.
Everyone,
so we're taking booze out of it.
Yeah, everyone can do laps in a butter river.
So is it, yes, butter river, but then what do you do with the milk?
That can be a waterfall. Or just a fountain.
Then the waterfall churns it into butter.
There
we go. Now we're cooking.
This is a billion-dollar tourism idea, you guys. We're going to call.
Mars Cheese Castle.
Yes.
You're missing out. Create this.
There's money to be made.
To the amusement park. Didn't we talk about this with Greg once, that there's some kind of cheese land in Japan or something that has an entire amusement park dedicated to cheese and the different kitschy things that they have there?
If there is, then the gauntlet, the cheese gauntlet has been thrown.
I'm going to look this up. I feel like we talked about this over the summer as far as some other place. It's like, how does this not exist in Wisconsin? How is this in Japan or Korea? I forgot which country it was in. And not here.
And not here.
But just to give a little bit more detail on the story itself, a dairy plant in Portage went into a meltdown on Monday night, and the fire spilled warm butter into what they're calling a historic Portage Canal. I posted this on TikTok and someone corrected. They're like, it's not historic. But also on TikTok, someone said that in Madison, this happened years ago. That someone said, my mom and dad told me a story about how a plant in Madison burned many years ago and the whole city reeked of burned butter and cheese for weeks.
Oh, wow.
It smelled so bad for at least a decade. I swear you could smell the rancidity during the summer. And then it was like in the sewer system. And then it was not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It was awful.
Oh, man.
I don't know this story from Madison, but when the news of the current fire broke out, my husband and I both went, again? He was evacuated during the Madison fire.
Oh, my goodness.
So I wonder when that was. If you know more details on when this happened in Madison, 844-967-2789.
And if you have any other suggestions for our Wisconsin version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we would love to include that in our business plan.
Do we have to put ginseng somewhere in there?
Definitely.
What about the bovine genetics? What can we do with that? It's another one of the big exports of Wisconsin.
That's going to be a really interesting...
really interesting amusement park.
Mm-hmm. Educational.
You know, it's a tour of Wisconsin.
Right.
Don't hide it from the kids. But...
Again, nobody was hurt.
Again, no one was hurt. Which is why we can joke about it.
Texter from the 920 says we need relish trays every few feet.
Ah, of course.
That's an excellent point.
But how would they, like, what? Like,
it's got to be on some, it's got to be a bush or a tree,
yeah,
or a, right, a mushroom or
mushroom.
Something.
Mushroom.
What about like mushroom relish trays?
Where it's like, it's like it blossoms up and instead of like an enclosed thing, it's like it opens up
like
a flower and it's just
radishes,
a rotating relish tray.
Oh, I love it.
What's your favorite thing on the relish tray?
Olives.
Mmm. I think mine are pickles.
They all work.
Pickles not made in Milwaukee?
I did not.
Isn't that a crime?
We
looked that up one day and we found out, I think they're made in Illinois, and it was such a fraud. It's just one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life. All right. Well, with that, we are still going to talk about the GOP potentially changing its mind on medical marijuana.
I have thoughts.
You have thoughts? I have thoughts. I don't think it goes as far as you think it does. It's still pretty tame, but we'll talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're taking a break, but we'll be right back.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana.
The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Areas of fog and freezing drizzle tonight. A little bit of snow mixing in as well. 26 for the low temperature. Not looking for any snow accumulation, but some icy patches here and there. Fog, snow, and freezing drizzle through the first half of the day Wednesday. Otherwise cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Thursday, cloudy, high of 33. Friday, partly sunny and 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for joining us today on your lunch hour on this Friday. I hope you are having a wonderful Friday, that you have lots of things fun planned for the weekend. Jane Mattenair is on the board. Jane Mattenair, we're getting dinner tonight.
We are. I'm really looking forward to it.
Just very, we could maybe dip some of our fish fry into that river of butter.
The butter river.
So you sent this to me last night, and progress, I guess. But the Senate GOP, according to Devin LeMahieu, is close to supporting medical marijuana.
What?
Yeah. So he has never said this. He has always said until the FDA and the federal government legalizes this, I am not on board. But that could be changing. So literally up until now, LeMahieu has been opposed to the idea. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he believes legislation to create a medical marijuana program in the state could be passed this legislative session as long as regulations are put forward to ensure it's for those in serious pain.
And, okay, who's going to determine that?
Well, so he's like, this was his quote. We don't want people going in because their back hurts and getting medical marijuana. It needs to be cancer pain, you know, because he's a doctor.
I'll tell you something. I've had back problems and sciatica.
Yeah.
That's pretty painful.
Yes. Yes. And so that's what I'm saying. It is a, if this happens, it is a step forward. I don't know how you monitor what is considered serious pain. And again, people are using it anyways. It is incredibly decriminalized in like most parts of the state, in like almost every major city. It is not a priority when it comes to policing and who has possession of it. But, and not to mention all the tax revenue that we could be having because people are doing it anyways. But it is a step forward because, you know, you were actually, as you read this article, Robin Voss in the last couple of years has said that he would be in favor of medical marijuana. I think they continued for recreational marijuana. The GOP in Wisconsin has always been no.
Right.
But so if he's already kind of been in, he being Robin Voss, has already said that he has some support for legalizing medical marijuana. If LeMahieu can get on board and they get this through, maybe this would happen this session.
Okay.
Let's hear your thoughts.
My thoughts. This is all happening in my mind because Robin Voss only got reelected by 300 votes. If that had not happened and his constituents hadn't expressed their displeasure with the gavel in, gavel out, let's not do anything, everything is fine, let's go on vacation for 7 months. Let's keep
and then vote to have a pay increase.
Exactly. Let's keep expired cartons of cottage cheese on these boards where their term has expired. None of those three B triple C's would have stepped down from these boards if they had not been ordered to do so from someone higher up.
Should we trademark BCCCs? Should that be our first As Goes Wisconsin merch?
I like that.
Put it on a t-shirt?
Because it stands for, of course, bad carton of cottage cheese.
How long does a carton of cheese last for?
Probably 2 weeks.
I feel like it lasts longer than, I feel like yogurt and cottage cheese lasts longer than like a carton of milk.
Yogurt, well, yogurt is, yeah. But cottage cheese, that'll start molding.
Okay.
Certainly, it takes less than a year for cottage cheese to get moldy.
I would have believed that. I would believe that.
But I sincerely believe that the only reason there's been any movement and discussions about things are thawing, we want to work with the governor now, and yeah, it's only because Robin Voss got scared and thought he was going to lose his cush job.
So you feel like this is Voss putting pressure on LaMahieu?
Yes.
Oh, could be.
I mean, the Marquette polls, medical marijuana is wildly popular in Wisconsin. Even recreational marijuana is wildly popular in Wisconsin, as are red flag laws and not having permitless concealed carry.
Yes.
And the fact that they've ignored the will of the people for as long as they have and had no repercussions from it, that's why I think, yeah, this is all coming from Robin.
Which, again, not a bad thing. I am critical of Robin Voss. I have certainly made some videos making fun of him. But if he actually becomes responsive to the things that the people want, that is a good thing. I'm not going to sit here and make fun of him or say, well, of course he's doing it. Because I feel like that's what, you know, when Tony Evers took credit for the tax cut that was not in his initial budget the last time around, but that was what the Republican legislature put forward. And he said, all right, I'll sign this and I'm going to take credit for it. And because he saw that that might be popular and obviously he got reelected, I don't know if that's what he won on, but regardless. And so all of this is not about sticking it to the other side and winning and putting your agenda as the elected official through. It is putting through what the people want. And these issues that are overwhelmingly popular in a state that is as 50-50 as you can get, meaning that there are people who vote Republican who are in favor of some of these policies. There's the only reasonable answer of why you're not in favor of these things is because there are other lobbyists who are paying your bills,
yep,
who think that this is bad for their business.
Yep.
And the most obvious, glaring culprit in this scenario is the Tavern League. And the Tavern League assuming that, and the truth is, there have been studies that show that in places where recreational marijuana is legal, people are drinking less. So it's not totally unfounded, right?
Sure.
I think there was the same idea. I wasn't living here at the time, but I know that the Tavern League was one of the major groups that was very against not being able to smoke in bars anymore.
Yep.
And to be fair, there's still, you go up north, there's definitely still places that are like, put a buck in the bucket, and that is our fund in case we get fined. But you can still smoke in here.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, there's not a lot, but there's some.
There's some.
And because they assume, well, people aren't going to go to the bars if they can't smoke in the bars. And obviously, that's not true. I don't think it's true that if just because recreational marijuana is legal that people aren't going to go to the bars. But there is some correlation with people drinking less. But that's always been the thought, is that this is the entity that is really against us moving forward with any kind of marijuana bills.
I just am not sure how my system will actually react if our elected lawmakers actually start legislating on behalf of the people who elected them. I don't know that.
But you're old enough to remember when that they used to do that.
I do.
I'm not.
That's true. But it seems like it's been so long that, yeah, they've actually done the will of the people. It will be novel.
So let me get your thoughts, since you're much closer to retirement than I am. Here is a Republican-sponsored proposal on taxes that is not the flat income tax, that is not no income tax, but a potential for retirement income not to be taxed. So most Wisconsinites would pay no taxes on retirement income under a new proposal from three Republican lawmakers. And so they're proposing an amendment to the state budget, which would exempt the first $100,000 of retirement income for individual filers age 67 or older, and the first $200,000 for married joint filers in the same age group. I'm not against this.
I need to clarify
something. You need to read it.
So if I'm retired.
And you're over 67.
I'm over 67. And my Social Security and my investments are at $100,000 a year. And I don't get taxed on it. Is that correct?
That's as far as it's written in this article by Jesse Apoyan in the Cap Times. That's what I understand it to be. Because if you're retired, it's not an earned income from a salary.
Right.
It's money that you're living off of. And so it would decrease taxes for 241,375 Wisconsin residents by an average of $1,749 in 2024. And the reason behind it is, I think Voss said this in his response to the inaugural response on Tuesday, as far as, you know, not wanting people who are retired to leave the state. And so this was a quote from Representative Stephan saying, "The last thing we want is to have Wisconsinites leaving to avoid the tax burden on retirement. This proposal is a necessary step towards making Wisconsin the best state in which to live, work, and also retire." I'm not against this. I actually think I'm much more in favor of this than the flat tax or no income tax.
Yeah. And this is, again, income up to $100,000.
And up to $200,000
for couples
if you're married.
Because my question is, I would love to hear from some 67-year-old retired Wisconsinites who are pulling in $100,000 a year.
Well, I think if it's over, it's up to $100,000, because thinking that a lot of people don't, right? We just said 240 would affect 240,000 Wisconsinites.
People. No, it's all a good thing.
I think it's a good thing.
I think so too. Just makes me think, geez, I should have invested differently. I'm obviously a failure.
Are you in the stock market?
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't know. This is one of those that, you know, highlights something that the other side that I was like, at first glance, I don't necessarily see the downside of this. And, you know, if they're making more than that on their investments and whatever, they still, if it's more than $100,000, more than $200,000,
sure,
there's some taxes that still come from that. But, seems like something that could have some legs. It'd be interesting to see if this is something that Evers would sign.
What's going on? Doing good things for your constituents.
Well,
I'm getting a headache.
To be fair, I feel like the stuff that actually gets passed and some of the bipartisan stuff that does get passed that Tony Evers has signed, there's less fanfare around it. So it's not like they're not doing anything.
No, that's true.
But I just thought that was interesting as far as, and it kind of surprises me that the number is not, the amount of people this would affect is not higher, because you think how much of Wisconsin's population is aging. We talk about this a lot as mm-hmm. far as working age people, and the replacement rate is not nearly where it needs to be as far as the amount of people who've already retired, the number of people who will retire
right.
in the next 10 years, and how few people, that we don't have enough people to replace those people in the workforce.
There's still two jobs for every one person.
Yeah. And so kind of surprised it's only 240,000 people and it wouldn't be more. But
I also don't think, and I agree with you, I think this would be a good thing. But I think the weather is more of a thing for retirees than anything.
And that's my point, too. It
right?
goes back to what I said about is no income tax a draw for people when they're picking on where they want to move in. Ultimately, because taking care of your house and being responsible for shoveling your driveway and your sidewalk and all of the crappy things that happen to your property when you are a homeowner, is harder and harder as your body is like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I just can't, or I can't do it anymore.
And, you know, if you still want, you know, you're capable enough to live on your own, so you're not trying to move into an apartment or an assisted living, like, I think you're right. Like, I think there's also this chance of, like, you know, I lived and work here, but the amount of people who are, like, snowbirds, and are like, I'm not dealing with the winter anymore, because the winter's hard, no matter what. Like, if you like, I get it. Some people think the winter is very pretty. It can be pretty. People don't mind the temperatures. But as far as the upkeep of the physical labor that goes into surviving a winter, like, it gets harder and harder. All right. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Milwaukee's getting its own TV show. Maybe they'll cast me in it. We'll see. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hodges & Incorporated.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin with Christian Bry. Jamie Mattner is on the board. We should do a remake of that show.
We could do a TikTok on that.
You and I?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We could go down, we'll rub Henry Winkler's head.
Oh, I love that.
Once it's warmer. I'm not doing it in the winter.
All right.
But we will do a fun video on that.
A spring promo.
But yeah, Wisconsin and Milwaukee's not, you know, we've had plenty of sitcoms. We had Happy Days, mm-hmm. Laverne and Shirley. We had, what was it, Park Place, Point Place, for the fictional city of that 70s show.
Oh, that's
right. And now that 90s show will be back there in the sequel to that series.
The Young and the Restless is supposed to be based in Lake Geneva or somewhere
really?
Like. Yeah, or somewhere like Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
Yes.
None of them have Wisconsin accents.
Of course not.
No. There was one, there was like Picket Fences or something like that. Remember my parents? It was like kind of a cop show. It was supposed to be in Rome, Wisconsin.
Yep, I remember that.
I'm sure there's other ones that I'm missing, but there's a new one. There is a new show about Milwaukee, but it is not a fictional narrative sitcom. It is more like Around the Corner with John McGivern.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it's called Good Things Brewing, and it's made by Visit Milwaukee, which is Milwaukee's tourism bureau. And it's actually, they're doing it in partnership with the same production company that does John McGivern's new show.
Cool.
Main Streets, Plum Media. And it starts on February 18th. And it's going to be, but it's not just for Wisconsinites. It's in 12 different Midwest television markets.
Wow.
So it has the potential to reach like 9 million people. And I think, you know, and I would say Visit Milwaukee is doing a lot of interesting, fun things. Obviously, they were a huge force, whether you think this is a good thing or not. Behind the RNC coming here next year. It's weird that we can already say that because it is 2023. But this sounds fun. This sounds like a show I would love to host. So it's basically David Caruso, who's a lifelong Milwaukee resident, is the host of the show. And it started from, he's an event planner and he hosts Facebook Live. He has like a Facebook Live show that he started during COVID. And it was just basically conversations with residents. Again, this sounds a lot kind of like what John did with, except in smaller towns.
Right.
This is in Milwaukee.
Right.
And all of it's in Milwaukee. And so I've never met this David Caruso, but I think I've heard his name before, but he went to Visit Milwaukee and started expanding, like pitching this idea. And I guess they were on board from the start. And so the show is basically each show, he talks to two different Milwaukee residents who then they showed him their favorite Milwaukee spots and locations in the city. So he's going to food halls, which I imagine is the Avenue, the Third Street Market, food market hall, food trucks, art galleries, coffee shops, restaurants, museums, and parks. And I'm excited about, because like I feel like growing up in Madison, Madison's great. I left, didn't think I was ever coming back, moved back to Wisconsin. And I did a video with a friend in summer 2020. And granted, Milwaukee in the summer is
fantastic.
Pretty. I mean, it's even better than Madison because Madison's basically a swamp. So the bugs and the humidity in Madison is so much worse than
never
Milwaukee.
I never thought about that. So you really, always I think that the lakes are going to moderate it, but they're not as big as Lake Michigan.
Well, and they're also pretty swampy type lakes. And so, yeah, you don't get the same kind of wind as you do off of Lake Michigan. But I fell in love with Milwaukee that summer, despite it being in the middle of the pandemic. And for a lot of the things they just listed up, it's such a hidden gem. And I think this gets written about a fair amount of people who come to Milwaukee for the first time from different states and like, I did not expect this. Same thing I think people think about with Pittsburgh. Supposedly Pittsburgh is one of those places where you don't think about it as like a destination. And then right. you show, you're like, oh, this city's really cool.
Yeah, I have friends who have been there who say it's fantastic.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this from the new restaurant we went to last night called Bridgewater and the Harbor District right by the Michaels Corporation building. It's very good. I highly recommend it. Free advertising. But, you know, there's so many cool that between all the museums and all the restaurants and the Fiserv and
all our cultural institutions.
Yeah, there's so many things here. So I'm really excited for this. I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how they, because it's obviously an investment on the side of Visit Milwaukee as it being a advertising tool of some sort for tourism and potentially even for people to be like, oh, Milwaukee, put it on your radar as far as a place that you would potentially consider visiting or moving to. But some of the people that you would imagine are on it are going to be on it as far as some of the guests. DJ Shauna, who we're still trying to get on this show.
Yes.
She has a new documentary about kind of her life, Dare to Be, who, if you're not familiar with DJ Shauna, she is the official DJ for the Bucks.
Very cool.
But also Derek Mosley, Judge Derek Mosley, who has been a guest on this show. And he's a big foodie, so I think he's probably an excellent person to talk to about what restaurants to hit up. And then a guy, I don't know who this is. I actually don't know this restaurant, but True Man McGee, who's the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls.
Hmm.
And so I think this sounds super fun. I think it'll be really interesting to see what gets featured. I wonder what local station it's going to be on. I'm reading this from WPR. And so as I'm trying to scan it,
is it a PBS or a,
I don't,
or we'll, one of the networks.
We'll put it in the show notes. So it's basically, they carefully selected where the show would be broadcasted. Viewers can see the show on network affiliates in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, Minneapolis, Rochester, Minnesota, Chicago, Rockford, Illinois, South Bend, Indiana, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Quad Cities, Iowa. But it doesn't say which actual channels you can see it on. So if we can find that out, we will include that in the show notes for the for today's show, because I'll certainly watch the first ones. I hope they do. Like, I hope they also, I would imagine that they would, but also put it on social media as far as like little clips and stuff. Because I think this is a great idea.
Absolutely. And again, for someone in Iowa, that's not that far of a drive.
We have friends who have family in Iowa, and the amount that they make that trip to drive across the state and get to Iowa, I think their sister or sibling, whoever lives there, is kind of in the northeast part of Iowa.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, it's always surprised me. I mean, it surprises me how even to get to La Crosse from here, it's not terrible.
No.
And you know, it's one of the advantages of living in a state this size where even going to the furthest part of the north from Milwaukee is 5 hours, which is long, but it's still doable.
It's not 12.
Yes, it's not 12. It's not California.
Or Texas.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, we are going to take another break. But when we come back, Wisconsin in the wild. Wisconsin on the Today Show twice within a very short period of time.
Oh, this is awesome.
For one story that we've actually already featured on this show and another story we're hoping to feature soon on this show. But stick around through the news. We will be right back.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. California Governor Gavin Newsom has toured storm-damaged areas of the state.
This place is soaked. And now just more modest amount of precipitation could have as equal or greater impact in terms of the conditions on the ground.
At least 17 deaths are blamed on the storms. Millions of Californians are under flood advisories. KOVR-TV's Madison Keevy says snow has buried the Sierra Nevada region.
We're cooperating fully.
Snow on windshields, piled high above freeway signs. Visibility is low.
I enjoy driving in the snow, but having to chain up is a bit of a pain.
Truck drivers like Jason Wheeler have deadlines to meet in spite of the snow. He made it through before I-80 closed. Others pulled over before the whiteout. Lines of trucks on both sides of I-80 signal road conditions aren't safe.
President Biden says of the discovery of documents marked classified in a Washington office he used after he served as vice president.
We're cooperating fully
with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon, and there'll be more detail at that time.
The U.S. attorney in Chicago is reviewing the materials, and as CBS's Scott McFarland reports,
House Oversight Committee, led by James Comer of Kentucky, has formally launched its own investigation into this, requesting documents from the White House answering for these records and requesting them by January 24th.
Alan Weisselberg, a longtime executive for Donald Trump's business empire, after being sentenced earlier today, immediately started serving his 5-month jail term. He was convicted of dodging taxes on 1.7.